Psalm 82, that's our psalm as we continue our journey through this book of the Old Testament. This is a psalm of Asaph. God provides in the great assembly. He renders judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak and the fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed, rescue the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods, small g, the gods know nothing, they understand nothing, they walk about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, you are the sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere mortals, you will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. When 18-year-olds age out of the orphanage in Panama, when 18-year-olds age out of orphanages in Panama, they are left to fend for themselves. Within a year, 70% are in prison or on drugs or involved in prostitution. That's why believers provide help and assistance. We must defend the weak and the fatherless. The Mathari slums in Nairobi, Kenya is one of the largest in the world. Raw sewage flows in the streets and disease runs rampant through the 10-by-10 shanties crammed side by side. AIDS leaves many children orphaned. Sexual abuse is prevalent. Located in the slum is a Christian school called AIC Zion, where children can get one decent meal a day, a quality education, and hope for the future. Believers must uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. The call to defend the weak and the fatherless, the poor and the oppressed, is a call throughout Scripture. Don't ignore it. To whom much is given, much is expected. Contact your church to find out how you can get involved in rescuing the weak and the needy. Lord, open our eyes to your instruction and open our hearts to respond. Don't allow inaction to be our response to your call to defend those who can't defend themselves. In Jesus' name, amen.